Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and you can watch Liberty Conspiracy live each Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter/X at Gard Goldsmith. It's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. You also can visit my Substack, Gardner Goldsmith, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, and find my articles on economics and breaking news at mrctv.org. Okay, it's time for us to hear from the machine. What machine is it? It is, my friends, the thing that welcomes our newsflash. It is the mothership.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities.
Yes? Oh, hello.
Hello. We're Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, huh? Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the newsflash.
What's on tap? It's wartime! You tell him, Edwin. Edwin is a star in my book, pun intended. Listen to that voice. All right, everybody, let's get to it. The destruction of innocent lives. What is the news? What is the word, Thunderbird? Well, of course. The big word is, of course, yes, let's turn, in fact, over to anti-war because they'll give us the latest among many of their big stories. Victoria Nuland, notorious Russia hawk, resigning from the State Department. Nuland is known for her role in the 2014 coup in Ukraine. Now, we'll get into that a little bit more in just a little while. This is just the first blush news flash, my friends. This is just wild stuff. Absolutely wild. Wild stuff. That's right. First, let's talk about democracy, the word they keep using all the time, because stealing and coercion are wrong unless the majority votes to make them common practice. All right. Or as Hans Hermann Hoppe might say, his name is actually pronounced Hoppe, but I love it when people mispronounce it. Hans Hermann Hoppe. As Hans Hermann Hoppe has said, democracy has nothing to do with freedom. Democracy is a soft variant of communism, and rarely in the history of ideas has it been taken for anything else. Thank you, Professor Hoppe. You are awesome. Thank you for your writing. That is super cool. Okay, everybody. And let's talk about our first major story. Our first major story is about Victoria Nuland resigning. So you probably saw that on my Twitter feed. Let's go back to antiwar.com. Dave DeCamp wrote this one. Going to cover this briefly. There's another very good piece from American Conservative that I think you might enjoy. Plus, I want to recap a couple major items. Victoria Nuland, a notorious Russia hawk, most known for her role in the 2014 coup in Ukraine, will be retiring from the State Department in the coming weeks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on Tuesday. Nuland has worked as the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs since 2021 and served as the Acting Deputy Secretary of State for a few months until the position was filled by Kurt Campbell, a notorious China hawk. Nuland is the wife of Robert Kagan, one of the most influential American neoconservatives, and has worked for multiple administrations. In the George W. Bush administration, she served as Deputy Foreign Policy Minister to then Vice President Dick Cheney from 2003 to 2005, and later as the U.S. representative to NATO. In the Obama administration, Nuland worked as a State Department spokeswoman and then as the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. Yes, and boy, the affairs got very interesting, didn't they? From where she supported the Maidan protests, otherwise known as the coup, in Ukraine that led to the overthrow of former President Viktor Yanukovych. So, let's enjoy some other memories. Don't forget this, everybody. As I've mentioned a couple times over the past few weeks, Victoria Nuland seems to be the one who was involved in getting rid of Prime Minister Imran Khan from Pakistan. Khan! That's right. That's right. After she got in touch through a cable with some of the folks in the military, and then our folks in the military contacted their folks in the military, and all of a sudden, what happened? Imran Khan was out, and he's now under arrest. Yeah, even though he's massively popular, and I haven't seen any real charges against him. The U.S. State Department encouraged the Pakistani government in a March 7th, 2022 meeting to remove Imran Khan as prime minister over his neutrality on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which, of course, was done in response to NATO's expansion and the overthrow of Ukraine and the subsequent slaughter of thousands of ethnically Russian people in the Donbass. This, according to classified Pakistani government documents, a government document obtained by The Intercept. This is by Ryan Grimm and Murtaza Hussein, and it came out in August of last year. The meeting between the Pakistani ambassador to the United States and two State Department officials has been the subject of intense scrutiny, controversy, and speculation in Pakistan over the past year and a half, as supporters of Khan and his military and civilian opponents jockeyed for power. The political struggle escalated on August 5th when Khan was sentenced to 3 years in prison on so-called corruption charges, I put the so-called in there, and taken into custody for the second time since his ouster. Khan's defenders dismissed the charges as baseless. The sentence also blocks Khan, Pakistan's most popular politician, from contesting elections expected in Pakistan later this year. And yes, they came, and yes, a lot of people voted for him, and no, nothing happened. He is still in jail. Now, to give you an idea of Victoria Nuland's wide-ranging interests, of course, let's not forget that Antony Blinken, who, even as the United States says that they need to provide food to the people in Israel, and they do airdrops off the coast, sometimes dropping them in the wrong places. They're still supplying the weapons to Israel to cage those people up and slaughter innocent people. That being done, of course, by none other than the president and whoever is pulling his strings, Victoria Nuland and the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. So let's see what Blinken had to say about her. He said, Victoria Nuland has let me know that she intends to step down in the coming weeks as Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, a role in which she has personified President Biden's commitment to put diplomacy, back at the center of our foreign policy and revitalize America's global leadership at a crucial time for our nation and the world. I know you want to see that bigger. There you go. I know it's a It's a statement for the ages, isn't it? It's just glorious. How can you beat the truth of that? It's so truthful, I almost don't even know what to say. And coming from the Anthony Blinken mind, you know it's got to be true. Then he said, what makes Toria, because, you know, they're on a first-name basis as they topple governments and spread weapons around the world and start up, you know, things like bioweapons plants. What makes Toria truly exceptional is the fierce passion she brings to fighting for what she believes in most, freedom, democracy, I know, human rights. Oh, man. It's absolutely bizarre world. These people are so criminal. And they just continue unabated. It's amazing. And America's enduring capacity to inspire and promote those values around the world. You know, Anthony Blinken, I think that people in Niger said it best when they gave her the finger. Awesome. Ching. And then they shut down the U.S. drone bases that you had in Niger. Remember that, Anthony? You sent Victoria and they said, go pound sand. Leave our place now. Goodbye. Yeah. Anthony continued. He said, these were the principles that drove Toria when we first met more than 30 years ago. I know. Start up the violins. Get the love cards out there. It's Valentine's Day. They are the same principles she has brought to her work as Undersecretary and as Acting Deputy Secretary of State, a role she filled seamlessly for several months. My love explodes all over the world for you, just you. My love explodes in diamonds and pearls for you. Yes, Victoria, I think he's very happy about you. But it's Toria's leadership on Ukraine that diplomats and students of foreign policy will study for years to come. Her efforts have been indispensable to confronting Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, marshaling a global coalition to ensure his strategic failure. Seriously, it's just amazing. It really is like a child. And helping Ukraine work toward the day when it will be able to stand strongly, it, on its own anthropomorphic feet, democratically, economically, and militarily. Isn't that stunning? As a quick reminder, let's go back to a little expanded portion of what we showed during the Killing Joke song of In Excelsis. Here's little Marco Rubio a couple years ago when, it was revealed, of course, in public. He seemed surprised, but this was a setup to actually try to get them off the hook, because it was going to be discovered that the bioweapons plants that then-Senator Obama and Dick Lugar started up with a bunch of money from the United States in Ukraine in 2005. Then, of course, there was a time period when the Ukrainian government under Yanukovych was not closely allied with the United States, so they didn't hear much about those bioweapons plants. And then they overthrew Yanukovych when he got reelected, and all of a sudden the bioweapons plants started again. It's crazy. But, of course, they had to make sure that they ensured their lock on the government power of Ukraine. So anything that didn't go their way, they blamed on Russia. And they said it was Russian aggression, even though it was the aggression of the United States that overthrew the government of Ukraine and saw thousands of people getting slaughtered in the Donbass. You know, a little balance there on the history might be kind of nice. Here's Rubio talking about the history and how it, well, geez, something might be revealed here, so we better talk about it. Bioweapons labs.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So,
and don't forget, they're working closely with those comic book heroes, the Ukrainians.
They are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands.
They're not bioweapons. Just remember, they're like pencils or books or anything. They're research materials. You can get them out of the library if you get your pass. You know what I'm saying? It's good. Good. You want some research materials?
Of Russian forces should they approach.
I think one of the most ironic things there is it has the Honorable Victoria Nuland on there. That's great. And Marco comes back with the, of course, we got to get this out to the public because if bioweapons are used, then we got to make sure that we frame this correctly and that the United States wipes its hands of this. Okay, Lady Macbeth, go for it.
Aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Man, you couldn't get a more bright gaslight on that one, huh? Wow. Oh, man. All right. And as you can see in the screen, and who could forget this classic hit from early 2014, after the U.S., CIA, and NATO forces toppled the elected president of Ukraine in late 2013, that being Yanukovych, the Maidan coup. We got then Obama Assistant Secretary of State Nuland and Ambassador Jeffrey Pyatt discussing the government they would implant. Let's hear from them, shall we?
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Cleach and Tony Buck on the outside. He needs to be talking to them four times a week.
That would be Tony Buck, the leader of the Sloboda Party, the neo-Nazi. And you saw the image of him next to John McCain doing the Heil Hitler. That's the guy they're talking about, having him being one of the advisors. They already met with the Nazis, and Biden shaking hands with them, and McCain, and all those guys. They're hanging out with Nazis. It's the new Wednesday NBC comedy classic, Hanging Out with Nazis, brought to you by Ukraine.
You know, I just think Cleach going in, he's going to be at that level, working for Yatsenyuk, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Okay. Good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
My understanding from that call that you tell me was that the big three were going into their own meeting and that Yats was going to offer in that context a three-way, you know, a 3+1 conversation or 3+2 with you.
Ah, boy, those were the days, huh? Yeah, I could just see Archie Bunker and his wife singing, "Those were the days." And let's not forget, everybody, let's make sure that we draw back and we dip the cup back into that wonderful, I don't know what you might call it, punch bowl of history. Remember and believe the fantasy. Democracy is freedom. Wolves love to tell that to the lone sheep as the wolves vote on what to have for dinner. So let's think about, perhaps the Prime Minister of Canada, who, as he hosted Zelensky, also brought in a former Waffen SS trooper. Classic. But he's all in favor of, got to make this a little smaller here, he's all in favor of democracy.
European dynamics, but I will say that in all of our democracies, in every democracy around the world, we are seeing a rising movements of either authoritarian populism or...
As I wrote there, authoritarian populism. This we put this on the show a couple days ago as well. This coming from the guy who shut down an entire nation, mandated experimental gene vector jabs, closed bank accounts, attacked journalists, sent police on horses to trample peaceful protesters, arrested pastors, and welcomed a member of the SS to parliament, among other wonders. There you go. Yes.
Skepticism about democracy itself.
Ah, yes, there we go. There's Hans Hermann.
And we all need to recommit ourselves to standing up, not just for Ukraine, but through standing up for Ukraine, to the very principles that make our countries strong and free. It is a time where citizens cannot take their democracies for granted.
It's classic. It's classic. All right, we've got even more, though. I mean, this is like getting an extra thing of popcorn when you're at the movie theater. Like, hey, do you want an extra? You want an extra bag of popcorn? It's like the end of the night. You want some more? Yeah, because this, don't forget, he used that term "lean in" from 2007.
Need to continue to be there, to lean in, not just on being worried about their daily challenges, which are significant everywhere around the world right now, but making sure we are building peace, stability, and prosperity for future generations as well. And that means standing up unequivocally for the international rules-based order.
Okay, if you say so, buddy. So we got a few other items. We're going to go to the Canada story just to double down on that stuff. Let's do that right now. Since we're talking about Trudeau, let's also bring up Rebel News. Yeah, don't forget, everybody, his second-in-command, Chrystia Freeland, her security dude, totally set up David Menzies of Rebel News. Menzies is suing Chrystia Freeland. Yes, way to go. The assault on David was part of a sustained violation of our civil rights as journalists. We've got mountains of evidence to prove it, and today is the day we fight back. This just out from Ezra Levant. This is...
Ms. Freeland, how come the IRGC is not a terrorist group?
Trying to talk.
Why is your government
Freeland
supporting Islamic nationalism? What? You should be. What are you doing?
You're under arrest for assault.
As Chrystia Freeland walks away, and all those tax-funded guys, that guy's own wallet gets picked by Chrystia Freeland. And, of course, unless, you know, she shuts down his bank account. Because then, you know, if he were at all, like, say, I don't know, a supporter of the truckers, well, then, you know, you got to shut that crap down, my friends. You can't have that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not a chance. Now, if you go over to my Sunday News Assembly over at Substack, you'll see among the stories there some major stories, such as the story about Canada, where, of course, they're one of many anti-free speech bills has been shelved for a little while. And again, this comes from Rebel News. Here it is. I said a bit farther north, the looming threat of the Canadian online harms bill has been halted for now. This would let the government claim online posts were, quote, hate speech, and then the sites hosting the posts and the people posting the comments could be punished. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War.
Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter /X at Gard Goldsmith, G-A-R-D Goldsmith. You can also visit my Substack, the Gardner Goldsmith Substack, and I welcome you to check out my work for mrctv.org. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We continue our conversation about the dark background of Victoria Nuland, and then we get to welcome our great guest, the man behind the Macro Aggressions podcast, the man behind great books, including the excellent, excellent book, Octopus of Global Control. He is Charlie Robinson, and he'll join us in this segment. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, keep fighting for freedom. I want to go back to the Victoria Nuland story, everybody, since we branched off into the Canadian free speech story because we saw those classic images of you-know-who. And I want to bring you just a little bit more of the fun stuff about Victoria Nuland. Oh, and don't forget, everybody, we have a lot of other people who were talking about Ukraine and how, you know, they're all so honest when they talk about Ukraine like this.
The Russian military has begun a brutal assault on the people of Ukraine. Without provocation, without justification.
On Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack on Ukraine.
The prayers of the entire world are with the people of Ukraine tonight as they suffer an unprovoked and unjustified attack.
Russia commenced its full-scale, unprovoked invasion of Ukraine.
President Putin has launched a horrific...
Oh, who's that? Ah, that's Victoria Nuland. Yeah, she's just great, isn't she? She's just so honest. Yeah, talk about unprovoked attacks. Now let's get back to the woman who helped bring about that absolute disaster in Ukraine, Victoria Nuland. And this comes from the American Conservative. Nuland should have gone sooner. Helen Andrews writes, I wish I could take more pleasure in Victoria Nuland's retirement from government service, so-called, which the State Department announced today. Don't get me wrong. I take some pleasure in it. Who could not? For more than three decades, under six presidents, but notably not Donald Trump, Nuland, well, Trump didn't get us out of Syria. He sat on the oil in Syria, so don't try to left-handed, don't try to indirectly praise Donald Trump there, Ms. Andrews. Nuland pushed American foreign policy in a neoconservative direction and sowed instability around the globe. But the truth is that Nuland's retirement probably does not signal much of an ideological shift at state. The primary motivation may well be sour grapes. Nuland was passed over for a promotion last year when China specialist Kurt Campbell was elevated to the number two spot under Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Nuland's friends vented to Puck reporter Julia Ioffe about how much more qualified Victoria, otherwise known as Toria, was than Campbell for a gossipy piece published under the headline Bad Blood of State. She's not going to work for Kurt, an anonymous source told Puck, predicting that Nuland would resign soon after Campbell was confirmed. Or was it just a way to allow her to leave because something bad was coming? Nuland kept working to the end. She was in Kyiv a month ago, a few days before President Zelensky sacked his top military commander, presumably either at Nuland's behest or with her approval. And, of course, we all know about how involved she was in the cobbling of that government after the Maidan coup. In the 1990s, Nuland worked for the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and then as chief of staff to Strobe Talbot, the Clinton administration's point man on Russia policy. And, in fact, let's take the opportunity right now to let Daniel McAdams and Ron Paul talk a little bit about this. Here we go. This is good stuff from those guys. Check it out now, as they would say, funk soul brother. Well, we're going to get an ad, of course. Oh, but I have the volume down, so it's okay. That's cool. So I'll just bring this up and wait for the ads to roll through. I'll do the yeoman's work here. I know. Rumble. I gotta find a way to block those ads on Rumble. Okay, here we go.
If you put on that first clip, this is the AP's take on it. Victoria Nuland, third highest ranking U.S. diplomat and critic of Russia's war in Ukraine, is retiring. Now, this is out of the blue. She's had a very high profile recent couple of weeks. She was in Kyiv and she gave a major talk at the CSIS neocon think tank in Washington, D.C. And in both of those, she said Russia should expect a few surprises coming up. She's been the biggest hawk there is. And all of a sudden, she's retiring. And some people have commented, well, she's only 62. We know as a government employee, that's a little young to retire. I don't know the details of it, but it seems like an abrupt departure, particularly for someone who's always said Russia's winning. I mean, Russia's losing. Ukraine is going to win. So if Ukraine is on the verge of winning, why would she miss her chance at a victory lap? That's the big question. But before we go into maybe more of the whys, just to remind people of what Victoria Nuland's role has been. Now, we'll take a deeper dive before, but in the context of Ukraine, put on the next clip. This is what she's most famous for. So there was massive demonstrations 10 years ago, almost to the week, in Ukraine, in Kyiv. The people in the streets overthrew a democratically elected and universally recognized government in Ukraine. And in the midst of the chaos and violence, here comes a senior State Department employee and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine handing out cookies and showing signs of support, not to the government that we recognize, but to the rebels overthrowing the democratic order. And after that happened, put on this next picture, here she is smiling and laughing with the unelected.
I just want to point out, there is Tjani Bach, the Nazi, right there. And that's the guy you saw in the image doing the Hitler salute during the Killing Joke song. I've shown it many times here. John McCain meeting with him, Lindsey Graham meeting with him, Amy Klobuchar meeting with him, Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, on stage with John McCain and that man. There you go.
People that she helped get appointed to the coup government. So the thing is, Dr. Paul, if you could imagine if we had, okay, imagine if the January 6th riot, or whatever you want to call it, was actually an insurrection. And it really was. And these guys, instead of putting their feet on Nancy Pelosi's chair, they were really serious and had guns, and they were shooting people. Now imagine if the Chinese ambassador brought some Chinese diplomats right into the middle of it, stood in the middle of the Capitol and said, "Keep it going, guys. We're with you. We're with you. We have some guns."
She's a loyal soldier herself.
Yes, she is.
The biggest thing is figuring out to whom is she so loyal.
Yeah.
And the one thing we know is just generally speaking, people like this, they cite democracy and freedom and the Constitution.
Yeah.
And we know that it's just insanity to believe that kind of stuff.
Good job, Ron Paul. Boy, what a terrific, what a hero. He's just great. Want to close this off with great Aaron Mate and a comment from Aaron Mate about what is going and what is coming. Now, remember, not only did Ms. Nuland spend plenty of time getting groomed throughout the State Department, working for one of the biggest war hawks around in U.S. history, Strobe Talbot, but she was very close to Dick Cheney. And guess what? The guy who's coming in after her is close and has similar ties. Aaron Mate writes, Victoria Nuland's replacement as Deputy Secretary of State is John Bass, a former ambassador to Afghanistan who oversaw the U.S. withdrawal from the country. Like Nuland, he was a former aide to Dick Cheney. Really inspires confidence. Wow. And you probably heard me mention that story about my old friend who went to work for the Obama administration, who very clandestinely approached me in late 2013 when I was reporting on the Maidan coup. So we'll talk about that in a little while, my friends, as we get ready to welcome our guest on this great day of the future. And who knows? I mean, you too could hire Victoria Nuland coming up, everybody. So she's on the market. It's just awesome. And I don't mean that as if she's whoring herself out in any way whatsoever. No, it's not like the cult said, war, she's a whore. No, not at all. You know what it's time for us to do, everybody? It's time for us to let off a little bit of steam. It's time for us to go back to the studio where I worked at Star Trek Voyager and enter the field of the Federation. Yes, I know it was modeled after the United Nations, but at least it's a little fantastic, a little escapism. I get to remember my days walking through the Paramount gates and seeing all the Lamborghinis pulling in while I rode the bus, which was kind of a lot of fun. It was quite a contrast. But let's welcome our guests coming up, everybody. It's time. You know what it's time for. It's time for the Mind Meld. It's the Mind Meld with you-know-who, the Octopus Fighter, none other than Charlie Robinson. He's with us for the first time on this show. Charlie, how are you, man?
Well, I'm fantastic, but I feel like maybe our minds were melding because we sort of have a similar look.
I know, man. Got the shaved head, and I'm going to put on my Charlie Robinson glasses here.
Because, you look like we're going golfing after this, maybe.
You got it. You got it, yep. Brother. You got it. There we go. There we go. We can do like dueling Charlies, you know?
Too much.
It'll be like the Spider-Man where you don't know which one's the real Spider-Man. They're all looking at each other.
Different directions, yeah. My wife would advise against that. I think she's of the belief that one of me is plenty.
Hey, man, it's great to have you here, Charlie, and welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. This will be fun.
Yeah, dude, absolutely.
We took a good day, didn't we?
Yeah. We can celebrate and then realize that there's really no room to celebrate other than being in black markets and gray markets and giving them the finger because she's going to be replaced by another, you know, war crazy maniac. But yeah, Victoria Nuland, the ding dong, the witch is, well, she's not dead, but at least her career in Washington is done for a little while.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about it, man? I mean, you watched that crazy criminal for years, and is she just one of the most vile people in existence in the United States for years that I've seen? Just a liar, a warmonger, a bloodthirsty maniac.
Married to another liar, warmonger, bloodthirsty maniac, too. I mean, I wonder what goes on at the dinner table over there, you know, past the peas. Let's nuke... name the country that's got on the wrong side of Israel or the American Empire, and let's go overthrow it, be it Libya Syria or Ukraine or wherever. Yeah, she's a vile, disgusting monster, and
it's tough because we don't want it to reflect on, you know, we don't want it to reflect on ourselves when we come out with such visceral words, you know, such.
Yeah.
It's wordish, but you know, anyone who looks with any realistic, you know, angle towards truth can see the way that she has behaved just from the Maidan coup onwards, you know, and in so many different nations. At least, as I mentioned earlier in the show, at least the people in Niger did give her the finger and said, get out of here. We don't want you here. We're not going to let you use your drone bases. But that was right after she was involved with the overthrow of Khan in Pakistan. She was just non-stop, dude. It was like she was the arms of Dick Cheney when he was out of Washington. She was like there, you know. It was incredible.
And there's unfortunately a real market for that. There's a real need for that inside the American Empire. They always need a couple people like that. Maybe you're Susan Power at USAID or you're somebody like that's in a position, a high powered position. It always helps if you can provide them cover by being a woman, right? Because a lot of people will just reflexively go, oh, well, she must be there because she's better at negotiating deals with people and getting, No. She's as bloodthirsty of a psychopath as her male counterparts. She's there to give you the illusion that it's the soft touch, but it's anything but. We've seen what she's talking about behind the scenes when she thinks nobody's listening, and we've seen the carnage and the bloodbaths and the body bags that are in her wake. And I put her in the same category as somebody like a Hillary Clinton. I recognize Hillary had more power than her, but Nuland would have been a second coming of Hillary Clinton had she become Secretary of State and had taken that position, because they're ideologically aligned. They think that, you know, what the Middle East needs now is an iron fist. And if you don't want to get on board with us, we're going to drop democracy on you from, stealth bombers or something like that.
Absolutely. So,
it's really gross, and I'll tell you, you can say whatever you want about Victoria Nuland, but you're never going to be able to criticize her enough. That's the truth, is that she really is a diabolical person. And like I mentioned, her husband was involved in the planning of 9/11. So, you know, we've got
this
problems.
What you say, Charlie Robinson is our guest, folks. Charlie. We've got macroaggressions. Tell people how they can find you on a few platforms right now, and let's repeat these things.
Sure.
But first, I just want to mention what you just said was so solid, and I want to back that up with a couple other examples. We'll talk about the 9/11 stuff. We'll reiterate that, and then I want to tell you this story. The audience here has heard it, but you probably haven't heard it. I was going to tell you this story when I had hoped to see you in Acapulco, but I'll tell you here on the show in just a minute. But let's mention where they can find you, and then we'll go back again to that solid statement about how true it is that these people, she has a slightly less offensive, superficial approach than Hillary Clinton, but the end result is just death and destruction.
Yeah.
So you've been watching this for a while. Where can people find your work?
Macroaggressions goes out as an audio podcast wherever podcasts are served twice a week. Wednesdays are a monologue episode. Sundays are an interview. And in video format, you can find it on Rumble. You can find it on Rockfin. You can find it on band.video. And, that's my Twitter page, or X or whatever we want to call it these days. You can, the website is macroaggressions.io. You can just go over there and find information about the books or the podcasts or the whatever it is I'm doing.
Oh, man, and you're doing a lot, you know. There's so much to talk about. I want to show people what it looks like when they click over from the Twitter/X feed. There we go. It is the Octopus of Global Control. What a classic image. A lot of different options all up there, and people can check out everything. And I hope right now I can convince some people to get some of the merch. And it's interesting, Charlie. How many years ago did you release The Octopus of Global Control, the book?
2017, August.
And I don't know if your mind works the same way as mine, but, you know, when you're in the midst of doing all that research, you had some things that brought you to it. Then you start digging in. You find out more things. You find connections. You know, people often see this happening in interviews with you, or maybe they've watched Whitney Webb, and she'll go through some of these connections and stuff. Or maybe they'll watch Grand Theft World, and, you know, they'll see Richard and Tony go through these things. At a certain point, you get into this research, and it can become overwhelming, but you become so well versed in it that you are really one of the go-to guys here on this sort of research. And I highly recommend everybody to check out your work. You've added to it since the release of the book.
Yeah, well, thank you. In part, I'll tell you this. This is part of the reason. This is less about me and more just a function of writing. When you write, and you know this as a writer, but when you commit something to paper, or when I write my macroaggressions episodes, I always write them out on paper. I write, and they're not scripted, but I write the outlines out on paper. And then when you go through the process of writing books, and I've written three now, you're all over the information. You're writing it down, you're typing it, you're retyping it, you're changing this and everything. The more time you spend with it, it just kind of gets in your head, whether you want it to or not. And right. So when it comes to making connections about things, you know, that is a huge benefit to me because I've been writing for so many years. Because if you bring up a name, now I'm usually about one deviation away from connecting that to somebody else that I've written about or I know about. And sometimes they go together, like Toria Nuland and Robert Kagan, in a way where you see these marriages of two people and you go, oh my God, they're married to each other? They're diabolical monsters in and of themselves. Wait, they don't have the same last name, but they're married? And you go, yeah, the guy that planned 9/11 is married to the lady that's regime-changing Ukraine. You go, wait a second. You know, so, but writing a lot makes that, it puts it in your brain in a way that is more permanent than, say, just watching a video about it.
Yeah, and it becomes so easily accessible. It's conversational for you now. And then it just becomes a matter of making sure that you express it correctly. You don't info dump people. You take pauses. You make the connections. You don't forget the connections. It becomes a way that, and you know, I think there are three positives to what you're saying, especially in the work itself, the general work, Charlie, that you do that so many other really good folks do, you know. If you look at macroaggressions, and today, you know, you're on with Union of the Unwanted, and we'll get into that stuff and culture and things like that in a little bit, if it's okay with you. I'd love to talk to you about that. Yeah. But I think there are three things. One is, you know, you're working for the abstract principle yourself, for your own satisfaction, your own edification, and the principle of truth, uncovering truth, exposing the ne'er-do-wells, going after the malcontents, going after these demons that are out there, these evil people, wondering, you know, where does that demon force come from? You know, all these different types of conversations. Then you've got doing it so that you can get the information out, and doing it for the immediate satisfaction of getting it to people who might be able to find it valuable. But also, as I mentioned here, I like to make sure that we can take this intellectual ammunition, and hand it off to future generations, which is what you do all the time. And I don't know if you get the same sort of satisfaction. And then the final bit, Charlie, is making friends this way. Yeah. It's so cool. You know, like when I think it was Billy Ray or Tony was going to connect us and asked me to come on, and I was on with you and a couple other guys on maybe America Unplugged or something like that. Because I've been watching your stuff for a long time, and I'm like, yeah, Charlie, oh, man, I can't wait. It's going to be great, you know? He's the man. He's so great. Well, thank you. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you find similar satisfaction in the work itself and the abstract for those reasons? Maybe not all of them, or additional ones?
Well, let me tell you how it started. It started out of a simple conversation I had with my mom back in 2016, and I was explaining to her some new conspiracy I had come across. I was very excited about it, and I was laying it out to her. And she was always very open-minded and very willing to listen, and she said, this is really interesting. It's fascinating. A documentation you've come across. She goes, I'm just curious. And she wasn't doing this to be jerky in any way, but she says, what are you going to do with all the information that you've got? Like, where are we going with this? And I didn't have an answer. I didn't ever think that I needed to do anything with it. It was just for my own personal interest. I was interested in it. I wanted to figure out how it all worked, and I would explain it to her because she was one of the few people in my world that would listen. And so I would explain it to her in a way that I thought I could explain it to my mom, you know, in a way that would make sense to somebody that comes from a different generation and doesn't necessarily understand all this stuff because she grew up in a world that doesn't exist anymore. And through that, she said, you should do something with this. And that wound up be getting into my head and becoming the first book. And, you know, I mean, like,
good for your mom, man.
Yeah, really. It is. It was a good thing that my mom did that. And I have to look back on that because in 2007, I went on a vacation and a buddy of mine gave me a book right before I left. He said, you should read this. I think you'll like it. It's Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. And I read this book just in the course of a couple of days, and it changed my life, right? It taught me this concept of using debt as a weapon, not on a personal level, but on an international level. And it really kind of opened my eyes, and it changed. Yeah. It put me on a totally different trajectory.
This international debt is a form of colonialism now,
of course.
Banking and resources. We'll return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.